All right, we're in Visual Studio World with Jason Zander. How are you doing?
Doing well.
So for people who, for some reason, might not know who you are, can you tell them?
Sure. So I'm Jason Zander. I'm the Corporate Vice President of the Visual Studio team. Basically, I run the engineering team that builds out our developer tools in the developer division of Microsoft.
Excellent. Now, you guys, speaking of developer tools, down at Build recently, excellent conference, lots of great news and information. Yeah. How did that go for you?
It was a blast, wasn't it? It was tons of fun. You know, I really enjoy the conferences because, you know, it's an opportunity for us to show off new things that we haven't shown before. There's always a lot of excitement around that, which is pretty cool. But in addition to that, I really like conferences. It's an opportunity to get direct feedback from the people that are using the products all day. You know, I really want to understand what's good, what's bad, what should we change, you know, those sorts of things.
So that brings up a really good point. What sorts of things did you guys do at Build this year that directly impacts your understanding of what developers got out of it and how what they thought of the news, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, we actually do a ton of stuff at conferences. Build's a great example. Everybody, of course, sees the keynotes where we come out in the big auditorium and do demos, and then some of the breakout sessions. Those are obviously of a lot of value, and I wind up talking with people after those and getting a good input. But in addition to that, we actually did things like hands-on labs where people can go in and try the new software right away, run through some kind of demo scripts just to get a feeling for what it looks like. We did some usability studies. We actually brought our UX team down with us, and they actually had folks come into a room, try it out, and they actually say, hey, what'd you think of that? Did that work right? And that's actually from, these are professionals. It's their job to help us figure out what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. I also spent a lot of time at Build meeting directly with some of our core MVPs and our regional directors and basically some folks that give us a lot of great feedback along the way, and we sometimes involve with the product planning piece. Always very insightful to get that feedback. Finally, I also had a chance to go through the expo floor and meet with our partners. We have a great ecosystem, you know, with Visual Studio, tons and tons of plugins and companies that have built businesses around providing extra value on top of the platform. So I've seen a lot of good stuff there, and it's also fun to see the customers as they come up and, you know, developers actually using our stuff and asking really great questions. So it's very insightful.
Excellent. Now, you know, now that we live in this age of, you know, super high internet connections, basically in your home, in terms of bandwidth capabilities, and live recordings of pretty much everything. One of the questions I do see, and people wonder sometimes, is do we really need to have real events anymore, real meaning concrete?
Yeah.
So how would you answer like sort of that?
I think we're actually hitting a great, you know, kind of combination at this point. I think the live interaction and the ability to actually ask people and get the kind of visceral feel of, did you like it? You know, is it good? You know, and it's an opportunity also for people that attend to get that kind of uninterrupted time in order to be able to really study it. I mean, sometimes I'll watch, you know, videos and stuff on my screen, you know, kind of half typing and half listening. It's that uninterrupted time I think is actually good. Also, I think when you get into forums with your kind of peers around the country, around the world, you know, whichever venue you happen to be in, I think you get a chance to figure out what other people are doing as well. So I think all those things are important. I don't think you can replace that from its value. But it's also cool that if you're unable to make it for whatever reason, you know, travel is hard to do, or you just couldn't make it, or frankly, you just didn't have time to go to all the sessions, but I'd really like to see them. You know, I mean, having the video on there and on demand is really awesome. And so our online sites like Channel 9 and other forums like that, I think, are really great, very, very helpful.
Excellent. And so you have another conference coming up, TechEds.
I do.
In Africa.
I'm doing TechEd Africa. This year is located in Durban, South Africa.
Nice.
And so looking forward to going down there and meeting with some folks. This will be my fourth TechEd this year, actually.
So wow.
A good combo.
So let me ask you a question, because I think this does sometimes confuse people as well. What, in your mind, is the difference between things like a TechEd and things like a PDC and things like a Mix? And
sure.
So we have all these different sort of events. Can you, like, what is TechEd?
Yeah, and it varies also a lot based on the geography that you're in, the kind of part of the release cycle, and those sorts of things. So, for example, in North America, we have the PDC event and the Mix events. Those take place typically in the United States someplace. Mm-hmm. And that's a good place where we can do, like, developer-focused, you know, work. And it's very much about developer, new things that are coming out, what that looks like. TechEds often have a very good mix of both IT professional and the IT, you know, workloads that we want, in addition to some developer work. So we may talk at a TechEd about, hey, there's a great new version of System Center, and here's how to do great management and roll out, you know, kind of apps like Link or Office 365. That's a very interesting topic. In addition, we'll be able to follow it up with, hey, you want to go write an application like Link? Well, here's Visual Studio and how to go do that. So it's a good kind of mix. And then in some of the other geos, we might actually combine some of these things together, and depending upon what the interest is for the geo, we might concentrate more on one versus the other, or that kind of thing.
Excellent. Well, hey, thanks for your time. I know you're clearly very busy. And congratulations on the amazing work that you and your team did that was basically realized at Build.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. It's always fun for the team because you work on these things for sometimes a couple of years straight, and oftentimes without telling anybody about it. So it's really great when you see that land and people get excited, because we're really excited.
So awesome, man. And so are the devs. Cheers.
Good stuff. Thanks.